first parak of the fourth Mishnah. Shor shenogach album v'chamishim shvorim ze achel ze. Ox went on a rampage, and it gored one after another, after another, after another, four to five oxen. How can it be? It gored three times and still a time, because it didn't. You have to warn the owner. This did it one, two, three, four, five, before the owner was warned, and therefore has a status of a tam. Now, what he did, he doesn't have enough value in the ox that gored to pay for chatzin nezek of all five oxen. So what do? First he pay l'achon shalem. First he pay to the last one. The one who got damaged last has the first claim. And he gets his chatzin nezek. Yeah, now, what's the case over here? Im yesh l'maisa, if it's leftover money, then yasala shalafonim, then let's say the third guy gets. Im yesh lo, there's still money left in the value of that original ox, then the one before that gets. So why is it so? Why is it so that the last guy gets his full chatzin nezek and everybody else gets only the leftovers? So the Gemara says, it's talking about, it's a machlekes, when your animal is a tam, and you owe chatzin nezek, do we say that immediately after goring, the animal is considered now a shutfus, a partnership between the mazik and the nizik, because you owe him 50%. So his 50% that he's entitled to becomes, and we said it's payable from the goof of the shor. So do we say they become partners in this ox? That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel holds no. In the meantime, I owe him money. We're not shutfus. There's no partnership. The mazik owes him money, just the amount he owes him is up, limited to the amount of the value of the ox. Also, what happened over here? The Gemara says that Ramei over here holds that the nizik does not become a partner. He is just a bal choif. And what happened in our case? He's talking about that after the first guy's ox was gored, he chapped the ox that was being mazik in order to pay back the choif. It was teifus. Once he did that, he did something good, but he did something for his benefit because he chapped it, and now the guy won't be able to say that my animal disappeared. But if he doesn't watch over it, will, and goes ahead and gores again, the halacha is Hashem's responsibility, is responsible for the damages of the ox that's under his shmir, even if it doesn't belong to him. Because that's what happened over here. Mela, each time the new guy that was gored was teifus, chapped the animal, and then got out of his control. It was mazik again. So basically, all the ones before the last one were chayiv to the ones after them. And therefore, that's the rule that you pay to the last one. And if there's money left over, then it goes to the one before. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Shol Shavim Masayim, Shenogach Shol Shavim Masayim. Ox is worth 200. A gored ox worth 200. Vein ein veil yafaklum. It caused a damage of 200. So what's it did? Zen noitel man, zen noitel man. Each one gets 50%. Because he caused 200, two manas damage. Chatzin nezik is one mana. Now the nizik gets half, the mazik gets half. Chosav and nogach shahachem. Shavu Masayim, gored another axe worth 200. Ha'achon noitel mona, the last one gets his full amount. The shelafonav, the zenotel chamishims of zenotel chamishims, the ones before him, each one splits what's left. Chazon nokach shahacha, shavu Masayim, gored a third axe worth 200. Ha'achon noitel mona, the last one gets the full amount. Shelafonav gets half the amount. And the first two guys get a quarter of the amount. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says this is going according to a different opinion of Rabbi Kiva, that the second ox gore, they're automatically shutfin. So now it's an ox of shutfin which is going in and goring. And mainly, the first guy gets his full amount. The first guy would have got the full amount. So now it's a shutf. Now the ox goes and gores again. So basically, it's an ox of shutfis, and it's a mutual responsibility. Each shutf has to pay half the amount. So the Mele, it was Mazik another time. So now each one had 100, but each one had to contribute to the 100 for the next one. So now each one's going to get 50 left, and the next guy's going to get 100. And the same thing's going to happen the third time. The last one's going to get the full amount. And now we're going to have different types of shutfim. And based on that, the one in front of him is going to get 50, and the first one we're going to get 25, based on their shutfim. Okay. That is our Mishnah.